Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It is Khadija Stewart, Khadija, the on-call business coach. Welcome to Deja's Cafe. Let's get started, family. How's everyone doing today? Oh, the last day of Ramadan. I am Muslim and we are fasting, so I will not be drinking tonight until about 7:50, family, but you are welcome to pull out your coffee, your tea, your soda, your sparkling drink, whatever it is. Get comfortable and let's get started. Family, tonight, I have such an awesome treat for you guys. We are going to be talking tonight about business and body. And when I say body, I'm talking about the mind, right? We're not talking about the physical part of body. We're talking about the mental. We all know as business owners, there's a lot that goes on in the mind while we're trying to get the physical taken care of. So let me start off this evening with a monthly quote affirmation or thought. And this was my post today on Facebook. And it said, do not curb the confidence that you have earned. Go forward and make it happen. You know, it's funny, I came up with the saying of not curbing confidence out of being misunderstood by so many people. Family, how many of you guys out there know what I'm talking about? You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You're working hard, you're doing your thing, you're in your mode, and folks are just looking at you and making assumptions. And what I learned was that, and this is what I usually say to people is, I do not apologize for the confidence that I've earned. So see, we've gone through things in life, family. We've had experiences, right? We've earned a certain level of confidence that we are supposed to have when we go about our daily day. And there's nothing wrong with you having that confidence. And family, I urge you to ignore those naysayers who try to make you believe that you shouldn't be confident. Sometimes you need to be more understood based on what people see of you, right? You're just not understood the same way. So no need to explain yourself. I used to do that, family. I was one of those people that was constantly explaining, well, no, which is, you're not really seeing it correctly, or it's not necessary. Just move forward in your journey and accomplish that which is not understood. Because, see, what's going to happen, family, in your journey, they're going to see the light because you're going to show them exactly what it is you're working on accomplishing. But don't let anyone stop your journey, family. Don't. We are all on our own journeys, and it is our right to work within our confidence on that journey. So don't let anybody take you off the journey, family. Confidence through the unknown for others, got to guard it. Guard it. Guard your confidence, because folks will find out later just who and what you are. That secret sauce that you're not exposing right away, you don't have to show it right away. You don't even have to explain it. Just do you, family. Do you. You have a goal set and a pathway to follow and continue the journey, blocking out all the noise. As a business coach and a manager, family, I guide my clients through navigating their businesses, right, in their respective markets. Sometimes this means learning new things or enhancing current successes, right? So sometimes there's already, I work with all levels of business owners. I work with those that are just starting off, those who've been in business for, 15, 20 years. Right, but sometimes there's just something that you have that people don't understand. They may think that it's incorrect. They may even want to label it. Family, don't let that happen. If you're a business owner, if you're a mom, a parent, or you're walking your walk, you're walking in your journey, and you feel good about your journey, you're not hurting anyone, you're not causing malice to anyone, then guess what, family? You have a right to explain in that journey. You have a right to walk the way you want to walk it with your feet, the way you want to walk with your feet one step at a time. You know, I often tell people all the time, they may look at me and give advice, and I'll look down at my feet, and I'll say to them, have you ever been in these shoes right here? Have you ever worn them? And most people look at me like I'm crazy, because my point is that unless we have walked in each other's shoes, we have no right to tell someone how to walk their journey. So please, family, I want you to guard it. Please guard your journey, guard your success, and guard your confidence. Another very important navigation step that I got my clients with is networking and collaborating. Family, they're not one and the same. I'm going to go into that a little bit before I talk about our guest tonight. Networking involves meeting and conversing and maybe even sharing some ideas with others, right? But you're not getting to know people intimately just yet, not when you start off networking. You see, once you get to know and do business with someone intimately, you're out of the network phase and you're in the building phase now, right? So networking is the beginning level of building. It's not that final step. You network to leave a door open, right, so that you can build with folks that you feel you can benefit and they can benefit you. You know, I see so many people on social media out there collaborating and networking and partnering. You have to vet the people that you're going to work with, family. You must vet them. You have to. Collaborating is actually when you're sharing those ideas and building with other businesses. This is the step you should take to decide who and what you want to collaborate with and about. Right? Just because you see someone is doing something good doesn't always mean that's a good collaboration. You need to do the research. I've told you guys and family, I've told you time and time again, that research piece is very, very important. Right? Because if we haven't researched, we haven't vetted people, we haven't found out who they are and where they come from, you could really be walking into a rabbit hole. Sometimes collaboration and networking can be a bad thing if, in fact, you haven't done your due diligence and your homework. So please, family, vet those who we are going to be working with and collaborating with. Ask questions. Do the research. Honest conversations about collaborating. It's okay to not be that person that you are on social media when you're talking about collaborating with someone. It really is. Because what happens is you're going to be working as a team to build each other's businesses. So you're going to have to let down some of that guard. You're going to have to open up a little bit just to get to know who the person is. But before you collaborate, family, you should first network. Then after you've networked, then you vet the person. You do your research. Then you move into that step of collaborating. If you haven't taken those steps, family, as I always told you guys, brainstorm, organize, plan, and then execute. You're going to find trouble. You are. Because everybody out there does not always have a good intention. And even if they have a good intention, they may not be on your level of business. Collaborate first on some small things to determine if the collaboration is a good fit. Right? Try it out first. Don't just go all in. And they're just some of the ways to grow a business without spending money, guys. Networking and collaborating, you can grow a business without putting money out, doing it that way. But you have to vet those who you're going to deal with. You must. If you're not vetting these people, if you're not talking to them, if you're not watching them on social media, if you're not following them, you're not checking out their website, you're not even sending emails to them, right? Because what if this is somebody that you want to work with, but they don't respond to emails? So now you guys have possible clients that are coming to you, and they're missing out on all the emails. It can happen. I'm only speaking from experience, family. I've been there, done that, right? I've had to learn how to vet those who I network with and then take my time to build strong relationships so that the collaboration is successful. It's something that really is worth it, okay? Tonight's show, guys, oh, my gosh, I can't wait for the guests to come in tonight. Tonight, we are going to be talking about envy, the gaslighter of admiration. I have a treat for you tonight. These two ladies that I'm going to bring on tonight, oh, my gosh, one is a long-time business owner. The other is a business. She's been in business for a few years now. I've been watching her. But they're both very good business women. These are women that are dynamic in what they do, and they're not your average business women. Why do I say that? Because I've vetted them. Yes, I have. I've had intimate conversations with them. I've talked to them. We've met back and forth on social media. I've bought products from one. So one is Brenda Fletcher. She's the owner of Shortcuts Beauty Salon here in Baltimore. And Brenda, I met, oh, my goodness. And I have to give a shout-out because I had Choice Dayton come on a few shows ago. And I have to say I met her with More Than a Shop, Choice Dayton's baby. And she is a dynamic, how can I put it, not just business owner, but woman, in how she communicates with other women and other people. And then we have Shanice, who is an oh, just honey. She is a female beekeeper. Yes, she makes honey from bees, right? She keeps the bees all year long, and we watch her story on social media of how she manages it. And she's unique, too, in a sense that she's just a keeper, real type of sister, guys. This sister cannot hold her tongue. If there's something bad that's going on, she's going to tell it. If it's something good, she's going to spread it. And by the way, her honey is awesome. It really is. So these are the two ladies I'm going to have come on tonight. There's been a lot going on in business and social media. There's been a lot going on in finances for families and people and businesses. Tonight we're going to get a little uncomfortable because tonight we're going to discuss uncomfortable business relationships. We're going to talk about what do you do when you have a hater that you're dealing with, right? We're going to talk about giving flowers to your competitor. All my family members out there who have businesses, have you ever done that? Have you given a shout-out to a competitor, not even fearing whether or not it's going to make you lose business or not? And then you have those business people who you've done business with and it hasn't worked out too well. Maybe you didn't vet them and some things happened, or you did vet them but things still happened. And then you were, right, you're stuck in these uncomfortable situations that you've got to work out. My guest tonight, we're going to talk about some of those situations, right? We're going to talk about how envy, that green word, I call it green because, you know, we always associate envy with green, right? Interesting how green is envy and also money. So money can be a good thing, can be a bad thing, but it can be something that causes envy. And a lot of times people are peeking in at each other on social media. They're watching each other's businesses and thinking, oh, man, he's doing such and such in business. They're probably not doing this, or they're probably not doing that, or I've done this, I've done that. Whoa, hold on, family, let's wait. Why do we even have to go there in our thought process, right? It's a certain way to have healthy competition without allowing envy to creep up in there. And healthy competition, that really is a thing. It really is. If you and your competitors that you've chosen to network with have done things correctly, you can actually bring more money into each other's businesses with healthy competition. I'm not going to explain that tonight because that's what I do in my coaching session, family. But I want you to understand there's a way to communicate. There's a way to grow business, right, with people. There's a way to actually advance your competitor and yourself at the same time by working together. And you don't need to use envy in there. You don't. And admiration. I find, family, that being admiring other people who do business like I do business has always brought me more business. Why, you say? Why? Why and how could I possibly get more business by giving flowers to someone who is, quote, unquote, taking business away from me? Family, I want you to think about that for a minute. And when we have this conversation tonight with my guests, I want you to think about that question. How is giving flowers to my competitor going to benefit me? How is giving a compliment to someone who has done me harm going to benefit me? One way I'm going to tell you right now is that you are actually erasing the envy. Because someone can be envious of you just as long as they think they have a reason to be envious of you. The minute that you have quelled the possible idea that you are a negative and you've given them nothing but positive, how else can they respond but positive? Now, don't get me wrong, family. There's some folks out there that know how to be negative no matter what. Yes, we all know those kind of folks, right? But the average person, when you take a negative and you make it positive, they're going to bring the positive back to you. Why? Because it's a law of attraction, right? A positive and a positive gives you a positive. A negative and a positive, if the negative is greater than the positive, is going to give you a negative. But a greater positive and a negative, you may still have to subtract, but the answer is still going to be greater than the negative. You can get a little math in there involved a little bit, right? So remember, and obviously in honor of Shanice Knight and Oja's honey, you get more with honey than you vinegar and lemons any day, family. Grandma taught us this growing up. She taught us to always be positive. Why did we forget? Why did we allow ourselves to get wrapped up in the negative? Family, ever have a good day? You're walking along, you're driving along, you're enjoying your day. You're just having a good day, right? Throwing flowers out to everybody. It just takes that one person. That one person to throw some shade. That one person who's not having a good day. Or that one person who feels that maybe you have something more than they do. Remember I talked in the beginning about going on your journey and not apologizing for the confidence that you have? This is one of those moments, family. This is one of those moments that you are going to stay confident in your journey, and you're not going to allow the envy to throw you away from your positivity. You're going to keep letting those flowers, you're going to keep letting them blossom. You're going to keep smelling those flowers. That's the other thing you do, family. When people try to bring you shade, right, you're going to make sure that you keep it smelling real pretty. So I think I have my guest, one of my guests is on this evening. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Good evening. Who do I have? Is this Brenda?
Yes.
Good evening, Brenda. Thank you for joining me. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And
good.
How are you?
I'm good. Brenda, I want you to explain to my family who you are. I told them a little bit about Shortcuts Beauty Salon, and you're the owner of it. But while we wait for the other guests to come in, can you go ahead and tell me a little bit about when you started Shortcuts Beauty Salon?
Oh, sure. Well, my name is Brenda Fletcher, and I started Shortcuts back in 1990. And I've been in business for a long, long time. I love what I do. I like what I do. And I love the women that come into my business. I like making them happy. So that's why I love it. It's my passion.
And I'm going to tell you, you are, Brenda, I was telling family, that everyone listening before, that it's your energy that I love about you. You bring that positivity all the time. So I know you understand about giving flowers all day long, don't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
I know you do. So while we wait for the other guests to come in, do me a favor, Brenda, and explain to me, what do you think envy is?
Oh, God. You know that word to me, just I just don't like the energy and the sound of it. So I just never experienced it myself, me giving envy energy to someone. So envy to me is like sometimes a person can look at you and they envy you for no reason. They didn't even get a chance to, they don't even have a chance to know who you are. They never asked your name. They just saw your look. And they really don't know what's going on with you, inside of you, how your day was, how your week was. Because sometimes we can be going through the same thing, and you think it because I'm looking like this on the outside.
Okay.
You think I'm beauty, which is good, but inside we could be dealing with the same mountain. So
yes,
instead of you being upset and being envious of me, thinking I have a better life than you, let's connect and talk about it. And then you're going to come down and say, you know what? I was feeling this kind of way, but now I see that we experienced the same thing. So
Has that happened in the shop at all?
I had it happen, not in the salon with me, but I had it happen to me before out, you know, when I'm out and about. But no, I never had that in the salon. Are you talking about as far as the workers back in my younger days?
I knew some stories behind it. Come on, Brenda, keep
talking. I'm thinking it could have been some workers back in my young days. But no, I haven't had that since I've been there. But I have experienced that, you know, through my lifetime in the course of my travelings, like out and about. And sometimes you can have friends that's envy of you and you don't even know it until they say some words to you, and they keep saying the words, but saying it in a different way, but it means the same thing. And you don't even know that this person is up front and close to you and had years of friendship that they're envy of you.
You're so right. And that's what I talked about in the beginning of the show, guarding that kind of thing, right? So when people are envious, if you've ever felt that, how do you address it, Brenda? How would you? Because I'm going to tell you, family, she's sharp. I don't know if you guys saw the promo, but Brenda's a beautiful woman, and she's beautiful inside and out. So I know you catch it. I know you do. When you feel that energy, if you will admit, let me know if I'm wrong or not. But you can always tell when envy's trying to do that little creep, can't you? It's something
yes.
that says no, right?
Yes, yes. You can feel the energy of the envy. But sometimes I like to break the ice and, like, give a compliment. Like, oh, I love your hair. I love this. I love that. That kind of, like, break the ice because it make a person feel like, wow, they can put their guards down and say, okay, you know, she's not like that. She compliment me because you think that I'm looking back again better than you or you think so, that I'm going to have this facade about myself. No, no, I'm complimenting you. I love your hair. I love this. I love that. And it breaks the ice. Even sometimes when I'm shopping and it seems like the customer service representative or the cashier have this bad attitude, and I just break the ice by saying, oh, I like your hair, oh, I like your ring, or, you know, and it makes them feel better because you don't know what type of day that they had or the day that they're having or what they dealt with, and they may not hear it all the time. They may not get compliments all the time. So sometimes a compliment to me can break the ice.
I agree 100%. Now let's take it to business, that you're a veteran business owner. How does that go with competitors? Because, you know, beauty salons, oh, my gosh, the competition is thick. Have you felt that amongst the competitors in your industry, any envy?
No, because me, it's enough for money and out here for everybody. And the thing of it is that I just went to an event on Sunday, a boss brunch event for women in the industry, different businesses. And even I posted on my Facebook page their business, where it's located, their name and the name of the business. So to me, I mean, I like as we can come together as business owners and females to help each other and share different experiences and share different information about grants and this program and that program. So I'm that type of person. I always have been that type of person that I share because it's enough for everybody. And I look at it this way that, you know, I'm not going to hold it back because somebody helped me. I always have that motto. Someone helped me, so I don't have a problem sharing because guess what? I'm going to get it back anyway. God going to bless me with good health. It comes back in so many ways, and I love the fact that I can help somebody.
Right.
I love it. I love it.
So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about building relationship with your competitors. So you're a veteran business owner again. What would you give advice to a new business owner that wants to start doing that, right? Because we know that it takes a certain skill to be able to go to your competitor and say, okay, let's build business together. But what kind of advice would you give a new business owner in doing something like that?
Well, first of all, I probably would tell them not jump at every opportunity from, you know, different people. Try not to jump. Because sometimes, like when I first started out, I jumped to every opportunity, and some of the people wasn't sincere.
Right.
And so don't jump to everything. Just wait and, you know, try to find out, get some information, ask them for some information, and do some research first before you get back with them as far as doing advertisement and stuff like that, especially when you have to give out money.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I always say, well, ask somebody that's in the business or ask someone that's been in the business for quite some time if you have a, you know, because you never know. I may know that person, that same person that's trying to rip you off. They could have ripped me off in my time of business. So sometimes it's good to just ask questions. Get a second or third opinion first.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. Do you find that the energy is different between female competitors versus male competitors?
I think it is. Yes, it is. Because some females think, you know, you trying to come in and take, you know, everything. But, no, I'm not trying to take everything. I mean, sometimes if you just pause, we can help each other in this. You know, you may have the other piece of the puzzle that I need.
Right.
And vice versa.
So why do you think that when it comes to female to female, it's a little bit more of a round, if you know what I mean. Why do you think that's there?
I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know if it's the I don't know what it is about that, because sometimes it's they had such bad experience with other females, and sometimes they have some females that get in their head and say, "Girl, because you don't want to do this, because you don't want them to be get better than you and get more than you." So I think it's sometimes like, I don't know what it is. I think it's because it's people that they talk to or some people surrounding them, because they always say sometimes business people think different than 9 to 5, because we thinking while we sleep, we thinking while we up walking, how we going to do this, how we going to do that, you know, because we got to hustle and bring the money in.
Right.
So
right.
My thing is that I want to ask people questions that have been in the game for a long time. Like, what do I do? How do I do it? What, you know, and how should I carry myself? Like, and then you can't have that attitude when you want to learn, because you can't act like you know everything. You got to listen, pay attention, write it down, take notes. And some people want to know, they act like they know everything, but I don't. I don't care. I mean, I got years in the business. I still want to learn some new stuff. I'm learning every day.
Wow, it's all over these years. Was it 33 years, Brenda?
It's been 33, almost 34 years. So I'm learning and growing every day.
Right, right. Would you think that actually the root of the envy is actually admiration? You think they actually admire you, they just don't know how to express it sometimes when it comes to that envy?
Probably yes.
I come with some females or some business owners sometimes, right? And they'll just stare at me, right? So what I do when I get there is I smile and say hi. And, you know, I've had instances where the stare went from a blank stare or an evil-looking stare to a smile, to an embrace. Have you ever had that happen where you thought someone was kind of what we call, quote-unquote, this is an old-school term, guys, gritting on you, right? But then once you gave them a smile, you threw them some flowers, you saw a turn. Did you see that? Did you ever have that happen?
Yes, yes. That's like I said, I always compliment. And that opens it up and bring down that wall to say, okay, she's okay. She is approachable. I never knew, because sometimes people go by what other people say to them about you. Because, like, sometimes, like you in school, when a person say, oh, don't hang with her because she's trouble. But I didn't even get a chance to know who that other person is. I got it in my mind, oh, she said don't hang with her because she's trouble, so I'm not going to hang with her. She's trouble. No, get to know me first, and then you determine what type of person I am. And sometimes people go by hearsay. Instead of going by hearsay, come over to me, and I'm approachable, and I'm going to talk to you. Let's talk. And then you realize that person, you know, wasn't being truthful, because everybody got their own reasons why they associate and disassociate with a person. But definitely, come to me and meet me for yourself.
Oh, I agree. Okay, now, Brenda, we're going to get into the beauty salon questions. Okay, girl talk. Girl talk about beauty salons. So let me ask you a question. I didn't give you this question. Sometimes I give surprise questions to the guests. But there's this new trend of beauty salons, and basically you have to have your hair washed and blow dry before you come to the salon. Can you talk to us about that? Because I'm old school. I'm like, if I'm paying you to do hair, why am I washing my own hair?
Well, first of all, we don't wash hair. We wash clothes. We shampoo hair. That's the first thing. And we don't dye hair. We dye clothes. We color hair. We do hair
color. Okay.
So I don't do that in my business. So I always tell my clients, like, if you want to shampoo your own hair, I mean, they do it at, you can go to the beauty school like that, but not at the salon at Shortcuts. Like, if they come in for a haircut and it's already wet, I cut it, and then they go out the door. But no, I don't let my clients come in and they say, I already shampooed it, I just need you to set it and curl it. No, I don't do that at all.
But you do see that as a trend, don't you?
I haven't experienced that trend at my salon.
Okay. Well, no, we know yours is above quality now. Come on, Brenda.
Right. I haven't experienced that trend. But some people do want to walk in the door and just, like, some people even that come in, the regular customers, they get a hair done, like, say today, and on Saturday they just want to recurl. No, I don't do that either.
Okay.
I don't do recurls, no.
Okay. You have to wash that hair before you're going to put some heat on it, basically.
Shampoo it first.
I keep saying wash it. You're teaching me. You're teaching me. So another thing I want to talk about, so I had Troy on a couple of shows ago, and he talked about more than a shop. And we got it from his perspective. But I want to get it from a woman's perspective, right? Because you have different people from out the community coming into your shop that you help out. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
About more than a shop?
How did your shop participate in that?
Well, I'm new at more than a shop. It's been almost there, because the first year I was active, but not as active as I am now. So basically,
okay,
with more than a shop, we come, you know, we get together and we talk about different things like health and growth for our businesses. But I am also, Troy is a part of GHGH, which is good hair, good health, great hair, where we partner with Kaiser Permanente, where Kaiser comes in into our salon. We do health blood pressure checks. We do the flu shots. We have a it's a mobile health bus that comes to the location, and it's a doctor on the bus, it's a phlebotomist, and it's a nurse on the bus. And what we do is we do health screenings, like some people that has a copay to go to the lab to get health screenings done, blood work done. We do that free on the mobile van. And also we have a doctor there that, you know, once we do the blood pressure check and the blood pressure is high, they can talk to the doctor and the doctor can tell them, well, go and see your primary care physician. We suggest you, if it's too high, the doctor can suggest them to, you know, call the ambulance to come out and take them to the hospital, which we had that issue before with one of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's basically like a doctor's visit and no copay, and everything is free. You're not going to get that bill for the lab work. So everything is free. So that's what we do, and we have a bus that comes with fresh fruits and vegetables that's free. And
okay.
Actually mine is going to start July the 8th. So we're
okay.
going to have that here. So different salons and barbershops that participate with GHGH, each one of us have a date and a time when we're going to have that mobile bus, that fresh fruits and vegetable bus, at the locations, and we can post it to let them know when and what time, and usually on Saturdays from 10 to 2, and they can come in. You don't need an appointment. It's for children as well, because if the children need to get their shots, and they can come on the bus as well. So, yes, we can, and I can keep you posted with that, with the dates and the times.
Sure, definitely. Brenda, give everybody your – I was going to let you do this at the end. But if you can go ahead and give the location of Shortcuts Beauty Salon here in Baltimore. Guys, you have to see her hair. I don't know if you guys saw the post, but Brenda's hair is always late. Always. What's the address?
Oh, thank you. The address is 330 North Packer Street. That's P-A-C-A Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. And Shortcuts. Cuts is with a Z, C-U-T-Z.
Yes,
and I
yes.
always said that in school. I said, you know what? When I open my own salon, my name is Shortcuts because I specialize in short hair.
So wait a minute, Brenda. I'm a business coach. I'm not going to let you go past that one. What you're telling me is that your shop is a childhood dream come true?
Oh, it was a vision for me when I used to always go to Georgetown, and I always say, oh my God, I want me a building with a business on the lower level and the top floor with apartments. And I always said that. And when I was in school, I specialized in short hair in school, in hair school. I went to Mercadola. And I said I wanted to specialize in short hair. And I went to school for hair because I said, okay, it's free. And then when I go to the University of Maryland, Eastern Shore, and I can because I wanted to go there for psychiatrist. I said, I can do hair on campus and get me a little extra money. So I didn't know God had me. This was me. God was like, nope, this is you. This is your gift right here. Because I never used to play with doll babies and say I'm going to do this and do that. I never used to do that. But once I got in hair school, God showed me my passion. He showed me my gift. And when I got out of hair school, I was pregnant, and then I was a single parent. I mean, not a single parent. I was pregnant when I got out of high school, and then once I had my daughter, I was like, I'm gonna work in the salons, and I'm gonna get my own salon. I'm gonna name it Shortcuts. And so I worked at so many different salons, and then the salon, the building where I'm at now, I used to work there when it was a salon. And I said, when I get this, when this building become available, it's gonna be mine. I'm gonna name it Shortcuts. And I did it. I did it. I'm telling you, God. And it wasn't easy, but I did it. And I thank him for just letting me stay focused because I was young. I was really young. So,
Shortcuts over here, Brenda. I love hearing dreams come true stories. I did not know that that this was your dream. What kind of advice would you give a young girl coming up now? Because you know it's a different ball game now.
Well, I tell her to never give up, and the thing is that you got to put the time in. I mean, I had to put the time in. Like, my friends was hanging out, doing this and doing this. I was in the salon grinding, doing my customers. I mean, I made a decision that I wanted to be a business owner at a young age, so I had to put the time in. And I always think about this when Denzel Washington says this in American Gangster. Do what you got to do so you can do what you want to do.
Later. Ah, love that. Repeat that one more time for me, Brenda.
Do what you got to do now so you can do what you want to do later.
I love it. That is so
and that's
true.
That's what I did. Yep.
Isn't it? What would you say were some of the struggles that a beauty salon owner is going to go through? What are some of the things they need to be prepared for to have some tough skin about?
If you come in the salon and you have like 4 or 5 stylists, you got to be able to prepare to pay that bill, whether you have 1, 2, 4, 5 stylists. And if you buy yourself 2, you got to be able to hold that bill down. You got to be able to do it. Because you can't depend on the stylist because the stylist, they come and go. So you got to say, if I'm in it, I'm in it. I mean, like I said, I was like, I'm going to roll penny, nickels, or dimes. I'm in it. I'm staying in it. So I couldn't depend on them being behind the chair. But my thing is I had to make sure that I could foot the bill if they decide to walk out the door.
Right. How many years should a stylist work before getting their own shop, you think?
Sometimes the stylists worked, they'd be working 2, 3, 4 years. Sometimes they work 2, 3, 4 years and they out getting their own, but sometimes they realize that it didn't work out, so they come back. But then they go back and try again. So, and then they become successful. So sometimes it takes lessons to get out there on your own, come back, and get back out there again. So sometimes people leave, get their own, come back, and sometimes they don't go back out to get their own. They just stay because they get a chance to see the difference. So it's good to have that experience.
Wow. Okay. Do you mentor any young women at all? Is that something that you do?
No, I haven't mentored any young women, but I mean, a couple of my girls that used to work there, they have their own salons.
Okay.
They have their own salons.
Right. Oh, my gosh. What is it like being a 33-year, 34 almost, business owner? So I guess you don't do hair anymore at all, huh?
Yes, I do. I love doing hair.
You still do hair.
Yes, I still do hair. I don't do it every day, but I still do hair, and I love it. And I love interacting with my clients.
I was going to ask you that. Give me the top three reasons that you love being a salon owner. Well,
I love the people that come in the salon, because you know it's like you hear different stories, you meet different people, and then you learn different things from the people coming in the salon, good and bad.
Right. Well, I'm not a salon goer, so you have to tell me. Guess what my pet peeve is for not going to the salon?
Time. I don't want to. And the dryer.
Yes, the time and just the time period. Right? So how do I deal with that? Talk to somebody who really would like to just not do her hair at all and have somebody else do it, but the time.
Well, what you do is you communicate with your client, your stylist, and let them know, okay, this is my schedule. Because I accommodate my clients. If they say, well, I have a busy schedule and I got to get in and out, I accommodate them. I come in early before the rush. Like I have a client that come in at 8 o'clock. She comes in at 8, she's in there by herself, she get her hair done, and she's out. So she just has to accommodate.
Right. Now let's get back into this relationship building again. We'll talk a little bit about the relationship with the client, right? So what happens with a hair salon owner, or let's just say a stylist even, let's go back to just the stylist, and they're having an issue with a client. And part of the problem is that the client, it's not that they're not happy. They're just one of those clients, if you know what I mean. It's never happy with anything. And then the envy starts to come in. How does a stylist remain professional through those personality issues?
Well, the thing of it is that you just have to not take it personal, first of all. Not take it personal. And you got to think about this person's not going to be in my chair all day because we got the same goal. You want to get in and out, and I want to get in and out. So you just kind of like listen to what they're not saying because you know with some other stuff going on with them. So they take it out on you because sometimes a lot of women come in the salon to get their hair done when they're having a bad day or they're going through something. Sometimes they call you up and they want to get their hair done and they're going through something. So basically they take it out on you when they have those type of days. So when you can identify that type of day, you just stay real calm. You stay real calm.
How do you get through that, though? Because you're on your feet all day long. You may not have eaten right. And you may have had back-to-back customers that were just nasty. That's
guess what? It's not easy, but you already know this person is not going to be here all day. And guess what? And guess what another thing? And you know that person is not coming back.
Really?
Because you know who controls that? Who controls that? The stylist.
Okay.
So that's what you do. You deal with them. You customer service, be the best that you can be on that day. But guess what? The next time they come and call to make an appointment, it's up to you to say yes or no.
Right. That makes sense. Brenda, I want you to, before we close out, give me one piece of advice to give to a 20-something-year-old young lady who's trying to make it in business, but she's feeling all of those, that shade being thrown her way.
Oh, no, girl. You got to, first of all, you got to pray. You got to ask God to direct you and keep you focused and keep you strong and ask him to show you. Ask him to show you. And you got to write it down. You got to write those thoughts down. You got to also write, get a affirmation that you can put on that board in your room, wherever you walk every day. You put that affirmation on there because I used to have my affirmation, make it happen. And I used to walk and see it all the time. I go to my kitchen. I had a chalkboard. Make it happen. Because that's the drive right there. You're going to make it happen if you keep hearing make it happen and seeing make it happen.
Right.
So you get that affirmation and you write that on that board and you look at that thing every day. And every time you feel like you're ready to give up, you look at that affirmation and you keep going. And once it happens, you put another affirmation up there to keep you going and keep you going.
Okay, build on it.
That's right. That's what you do.
For you over the years, the affirmation.
That's it. It does. And praying and affirmation, it keeps you going because you're going to keep seeing it. Make it happen, make it happen, make it happen, make it happen. Because guess what? I never knew that when I made a decision to get down to have that salon down on Packer Street, 330 North Packer Street, I didn't know that God was going to have me own the whole building. See, I went in just wanting a salon. But he went in there with something else, saying, oh, no, this is your building. I had 10 days to make a decision to get this building because the sheriff came with the paperwork because the previous owner foreclosed. So I had 10 days to buy this building, 10 days. Where would I find a location in 10 days to start a business? I said, you know what, God, this is you and me. This is you and me. And 10 days, I had 10 days.
Wow, and 33 years later, look.
Yes, not knowing that he gave me the business, but I did not know he was going to give me the whole building. So I became a business owner and a landlord.
Overnight.
Who would have known? Yes.
Overnight. See, family, do you see? You see what happens when you focus and you put your dream to work. Brenda put her dream to work. So, Brenda, do you have anything going on, anything coming up? Is the salon doing anything coming up? What's going on for Mommy's Day?
Well, Mother's Day, we don't have any plans yet, but I'll let you know. But I know July the 8th, we're going to have that health screening with Kaiser Permanente. We're going to have the food truck. And I'm trying to coordinate with my neighbors so we can have, like, a flea market. Flea market in the back of the parking lot, a flea market with a yard sale and everything. So I'm trying to coordinate that for July the 8th. But we definitely
going
to have
you in Baltimore. You hear her. If you are in Baltimore, you need to get near Packer Street in July. The party is happening.
Yes, July the 8th it's going to be from 12 to 2.
Great. Brenda, thank you so much for sharing today. Girl, I've been waiting to get you on. You know, my mother passed. We had to skip a month. But thank you
so
much.
But guess what? Anytime you want me to come on the show, if, you know, they want me to come back, I can come back anytime.
Oh, I'll have you back. We're going to have some more Sister Girl stuff going on this summer. I'm going to concentrate on business and relationships this summer. So, yes, definitely. And I got to get you to come out to the Business Briefcase Bundle on the 28th through the 30th of April here at the BWI. But, Brenda, thank you so much. Thank you. And I will be in touch. We'll be talking soon, girl.
And don't forget the affirmation on the blackboard, y'all. Put the affirmation.
Leave us with a good one.
Well, let me see.
What's your favorite?
You know, my favorite one is make it happen.
I hear you. That's
and
it, guys.
Dare to imagine. Dare to imagine. Your dream will come true.
Okay. I love it. Brenda, thank you so much.
I thank you.
You have an awesome evening.
Okay, everyone listening, have an awesome, awesome evening.
Brenda, you take care.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Family, I was so glad. So I was going to get another guest on, but Brenda, she held the ranks. Oh, my gosh. Brenda Fletcher, I met a couple of months ago, and I tell you, this woman is dynamic. She is dynamic. Check out Shortcut on Packer Street, 330 Packer Street here in Baltimore, Maryland. Give her a call. Check her out. She's a class act. She's a class act, guys. She really is. So, yes, we are having the Business Briefcase Bundle here in BWI Airport. April 28th through the 30th, my special guests and partners are coming out. Guys, this is a product that we are going to be doing every 4 months throughout the country. So I have Andre Taylor coming to do photo shots, and he's going to talk about branding and content. Tequa Scarborough from Power Pro Assistance, she's going to show you how you can actually afford to build a team. We as business owners are always trying to do it all ourselves. Right? Well, Tequa owns an agency, a virtual assistant agency, and I'm actually May 4th through 5th that weekend. I'm on her How to Start Your VA Business. I'm a part of her program, and she's a part of mine. This is what I mean by networking and collaborating, family, right? Tequa and I have been friends online now for over, I think, 5 or 6 years. We've done so many things together, but we know each other. We love each other. She's actually on my board of my nonprofit, right? So we vetted each other before we started building. But she's going to come on and explain to you guys how you can actually grow a team. And this is going to be virtual and live. If you're live, you're coming on for a Caribbean cuisine weekend, Caribbean food all weekend long, Caribbean music, herbal mocktails by Autumn Johnson of Jaya Wellness. I've had Autumn on before, and she's talked about that, right? She's talked about some healthy ways to live. So she'll be on, and she's going to actually teach everyone how to self-massage. So as business owners, we sit at this desk all day long. We have headaches. We get stressed. And we can't get to a masseuse, maybe, or maybe we can't get to a licensed massage therapist. She's going to give you those techniques that you can massage yourself. And then we have vendors that are going to be bringing all kinds of gifts. But I'm giving away goodies from Lavish Jewels by La and Niecy's Naturals. Oh, my gosh, Denise Williams, I tried out her. Ooh-wee. You're talking about the most relaxing spa treatment you could ever have. And my girl Cynthia Morris of Lavish Jewels by La, of course, you know, all my jewelry comes from her. So I just anteed up, and I'm going to have to ante up again. My daughter just anteed up on some jewelry. This is quality jewelry that's not going to be expensive. But when I tell you she has a jewelry set for your outfit, there is a jewelry set for your outfit out there, and you can afford it. And then my girl Lucretia Thomas, Finance Muslima of the Mindset Money Game. She is coming to teach business owners how to budget. Right? How to get the right mindset with your money. Because if you have a bad mindset with money personally, it's not going to work in business. So I love her because Lucretia, and I've had her on the show before as well, she does not talk to you as if she's talking to someone in a corporate building. She's going to keep it real with you, and she's going to tell you how to get your money right. Right? We need to get our money right. We can't keep going through life struggling financially and penny pinching. Believe me, family, I know it. I had to do it to grow my businesses. But once you figure out the right mindset to have about money, family, it makes a world of difference. You can find money to do just about anything you need to do. And one concept that I've learned is how to spend other people's money when you grow business. Check me out. I am now starting my coaching membership in June. I'm no longer doing one-on-ones, except because I'm now doing business management. So I'm managing people's businesses for them, but we are doing our coaching membership. So jump on board. Next month I'll have more details. And check me out on social media. You guys know I'll be posting. And my dear friend, and I could not end the show without talking about my girl, Daniel Woods of ENF Global. We've been working hard, doing some things up in New Jersey with my other partners, Ben Guy and Kareem Thomas. We've been working really hard and building community. I'll be joining them again this summer, hopefully, that I'll be working with the community and helping out the children. We have Camp Achieve, which is starting June 5th to the 30th. We are traveling. I am taking my babies to Maryland, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. So this is a traveling camp where we do swim 1 hour every day. So that's what I have going on, family. That's my shout-out corner for the evening. Ramadan is ending. It's one of those friends that I love to see come and hate to see go. But, you know, our spiritual time, we have to take that. As Brenda explained to you guys, trust in the Creator, family. Trust in the Creator. He will guide you through. Yes, you will get your guidance. But you have to tap into some spiritual connection somewhere because that's the only way we're going to get through those rough times. It's the only way that we can battle that envy. It's the only way that we can protect and rely on a higher power. So for all of my Muslims out there, I want to say Eid Mubarak to everybody. Family, it's been an awesome time. Like I said last month, I had to shut it down. My mom returned to the Creator, so it was something we were prepared for, but we're never prepared when we lose a loved one, right? So I want to thank you all, family, everyone out there who has given me cards, sent me messages, sent the love. Family, I was overwhelmed with the love that I received. Thank you so much. It's good to know that we're not just family in talk, right? We're family in spirit and heart as well. Family, always brainstorm, organize, plan, then execute. And remember, to detail it, develop it just as it happens, family. Have an awesome evening, and until next month, take care, and I will see you then. Peace.